News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This is Friday, and it started off because we've got new people on the boards today. We're trying to bring some new people in, and I would have thought they would have known how to turn it on when we first started the show. It's phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The time is 7:06 in the morning, and I'm here, of course, with Bad Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. And the what's the weather look like today, Bob?
Well, it looks like we're going to see mostly sunny skies, high of 77, partly cloudy tonight, low near 50, and as we get into the weekend, darn spring-like, mostly high, sunny near 75, and checking around town right now, 53 degrees in the report, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards, they have music tonight and tomorrow night, and of course they have horseback riding, sporting clays, and some of the best food you're ever going to find here in the North State. Give them a call at 474-5546. Today we have, some little bit different types of, guests on today. We have, Joel Strady McClure, who is a author who has traveled around the world, and he's written two books, The Idiot and the Odyssey, Part 1 and Part 2, where, and Joel is from, he's a family from around here, and his political viewpoints are somewhat different than mine or many other people, you might say, that from around here in the North State. But he's a well-traveled gentleman and very, 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 very intelligent. And it's fun to talk with him and get his take on what's happening in the world and what he sees when he comes back here to Reading. So we're going to start, as we always do, with our Wells Fargo advisors. And in this case, it's Josh Wiley for our Market Minute. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, investors are taking a break after a 10-day winning streak. Currently, the Dow's down 63 points at 14,474, while the Nasdaq's down 13 at 3,244, and the S&P 500's down 7 at 1,556. Oil's up 48 cents at $93.38 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.21%. Gold's up $2.30 this morning at $1,592, while silver is down 4 cents at $28.88 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Alcoa's down 2 cents at $8.53. Johnson & Johnson's down 13 pennies at $78.98, while Facebook is down a quarter at $26.80. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 to get the latest information on Wall Street and what you can do with your investments, or just stop by Park Marina Drive. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors with our Market Minute. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. You get the dispensation and the information with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling. calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, Carl and the Bot. Hey, it's 7:10 in the morning. I'm sorry, 7:12 in the morning. You know how something seems to be like a great idea when it starts, but then it comes back and bites you, and it usually has to do with your legislators? Well, you know, these furloughs, and this is off the front page of the, of our local paper here, the Record Searchlight, which is, I find interesting, that, it seems like, you know, these days they said we're gonna make everybody take furloughs, that way we're gonna save all this money. Well, it's true. You can save that money. But, and it's supposed to save, it's save $5 billion over 5 years, but have left the taxpayers on the hook for $1 billion of unused vacation because employees banked many of their paid days off while they were forced to stay home, according to a report released Thursday. So payments to employees for accrued leave time are now at historic levels, reaching nearly $270 million in the past year. So if there's a way of getting around it, I guess if there's a way of getting around it, this is the way. Now, okay, you want me to take a furlough? Okay, well, but I don't have to take sick days or anything like this. Each day of unpaid leave amounted to a pay cut of about 5%, and that cost the average state worker about $21,000 over the past 5 years, but also increased their overall time off by about 50%. And so they just, you know, they banked as much of this as they could, and frankly, I understand that. Yeah. You know what? When you understand these things, because here's a government who can't keep their finances straight and got to all these other things. Well, so let's take it on the backs of the workers here. And so the workers are just sometimes smarter than the administrators. Man, imagine that. Let's talk about the fire tax. It appears that we've got two, I didn't realize this, but we have two members of the California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection right up here in the North State in Shasta County. One is Stuart Farber of Redding, has been appointed there, and he says the fire tax, and he does not call it a tax, he calls it a fire fee, is needed to give local firefighters the tools they need. And also Mary Rickett, who's co-owner of Prather Ranch Meat Company, was appointed, and she says she doesn't expect it to come up come up again, but that she also agrees on this. And I started thinking about this, and they're saying this first year is they're taking the money and they're making it all in the admin, but you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that the fire departments out here in this country, out here in the North State or out in the rural areas need this extra money to protect the fire crews and also to get better equipment, new equipment. And I don't think anybody would argue that. I think it's the means of the way they did it, by levying a tax on everybody out there. It doesn't hit the people in cities, but it hits anybody that has a piece of property, and then it goes back, and then they retroacted it a while. And if you're already in a fire district, now they're only going to charge you $115 instead of $150 on it. And what happens if you've got multiple buildings on your land, like you've got a barn and all these? Do they have to be habitable, or are they going to change this to just buildings? Because a building has to be, a barn, I would think, would have to be rescued also. So anyway, and then I don't know who's Stuart or Farber is, or Mary Rickett, but I've heard, of course, of Prather Ranch and how great it is out there. So I'm not sure they were both appointed by Governor Brown on this commission. I'm not sure if they were vetted before that. They said, yeah, I think this is okay. Or if they were, their backgrounds, I think, are impeccable, it sounds like, with all the different things they belong to. But I guess the bottom line is that the Jarvis and Company think that this is a tax, and it shouldn't be, and they passed this tax, and that they're fighting it in court. So where it's going to go with that, we don't know. I just find it interesting that we do have two people from North State that are now on that board. And I wonder how they can swing, if they can swing anything for up here. The budget battles. Here's something else. You've got President Obama for the first time really is reaching out to Republicans, and Republicans are reaching out to him. They're meeting halfway on these budget deals. And it sounds like that actually there might be some give and take on this. And the question is why is it taking so long? And here it is, after 4 years, we finally get a budget out of the Senate. 4 years. The first budget. And nobody can agree on it. But the thing about this is, on this budget, is that there's both talking that there's got to be changes, but neither seem to be giving up what they're wanting. But obviously, there's got to be some changes in the entitlements. And I was talking to a very learned gentleman the other day, who is of he's a liberal, I guess you'd say, of that ilk, who also agreed that there has to be changes. Social Security has to be changed. The way we do Social Security has to be changed. The fact is that many of us are living and working into our 70s because we're healthy. And many of us that don't really need to, as we live longer, the question is do we need to start collecting Social Security at age 62, which you can start then. And then the full amount at age, I think it's 66 now. Should they move that just a year? If they just move all that 1 year, how much money does that save Social Security? And it's really in a painless way. Because it affects, you say it starts on people below the age of 55. So now you have to work an extra year or 2 years. So, why can't that be changed? Or should there even be a means test for Social Security? You have, yes, it's true, you've earned the money, but if you're making $500,000, $600,000 a year, do you still need that $1,800 a month? Would it be better served to go back into the economy? Well, frankly, on that one, we both looked at each other and said, well, if you earn your money, that's your money. So, yeah, you should be able to get it. If you've earned it, that's your money. You shouldn't just take it away just because of you changed the rules after you've worked your whole life. But the whole bottom line on this is this, is they've got to come up with something that makes some kind of sense, because we can't keep going on. Sequestration, already you're starting to see some impacts, not huge ones like Obama thought, oh, we're going to go off the cliff. And he was wrong. He was dead wrong. When it came to that, it wasn't. It's kind of like the death from a thousand little bitty cuts that happened. Like, oh gee, at the air show this year, we're not going to be able to have the Blue Angels, the Army Golden Knights, because they canceled those because they don't have money for that. Or even worse, they've canceled tuition assistance to all of our military that are going to school. Just canceled it. They're taking, finish the classes they're on now, but then they can't take any more. I mean, we can really afford to do that is to take that away. When we're at the same time giving $250 million to the Egyptians and another $60 million to the Syrians. I mean, somebody's got to be able to make some kind of sense out of this. Oh, it's different pots of money. Well, no, it's not. It can all be moved around. Anyway, I've got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about what our the latest on the Second Amendment and gun control, including what our Congressman Doug LaMalfa has done. And also, Colt Firearms Company has taken a stand. I think you're going to find that really interesting. We'll be right back, right after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Oh, well, as I was going over, walking Kerry Belton, they met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting.
Hey, welcome back, and I forgot to mention, it's St. Patty's Day, Sunday. Good morning, 8:23 in the morning, it's 53 degrees, it's going to be a beautiful day. I guess it's going to be rainy later on next week. I see something like that. Tonight at the Classy Cafe, when Millie and Kathy are going to have corned beef and cabbage, sweet red potatoes and green salad, homemade biscuits or French bread. This is a dine-in or take-out from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Classy Cafe. You know, they, you know what? They do great things for veterans. They support so many of the veterans, fundraisers and such, and they've come out and they do some great catering too. So the Classy Cafe. You know, Bob, what's your favorite thing about St. Patty's Day?
You know,
I mean, what is your, just slow it down a little bit. What's your favorite memory of St. Patty's Day?
Favorite memory? Not sure that I have as far as childhood or adult.
What did you ever do something on St. Patty's Day that was great? I mean,
besides get pinched.
Besides get pinched?
For failure to wear green.
Oh, well.
That seemed to be the big thing in school. I don't know. St. Paddy's Day, not being from an Irish family per se, although we did discover we had Irish roots, my mom does serve up my mom's soda bread.
Soda bread.
Oh, yes. Well,
and that
was
only on St. Patrick's Day,
yes.
Right?
Because it's such a pain to make.
Well, there's this deli right down the street here that serves, right next to us, in fact, serves Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
Soup. Guinness stout soup. I'm not sure how he makes that. But I'm going down there today to try that out. Okay, the weirdest thing, not weirdest, but the fondest memory I have was back in college many years ago. And I got up in the morning after St. Paddy's Day, and I walked in, and I looked in the mirror, and my whole face was green. not my whole face, just like this was green. You know, just kind of covers the front of your face.
And this happened how?
Well, as it turned out, as I found out later, that there was dancers. Some of the girls that were dancing had green body, you know, had green paint sprayed on them.
Ah.
So somehow I transferred body paint to my face, and I'm still not sure how that happened, but.
Must have had a good time.
I don't know where you've been, lad, but I think you won first prize. Yeah. That's right. Okay. St. Paddy's Day, though. You know what? Do the Irish celebrate it as much as Americans do?
I think it's an awful lot like, you know, say Cinco de Mayo in that it is a big holiday in Ireland, but I think that we've taken it and put our own spin on it. Of course, just add alcohol to any celebration and it becomes something else entirely.
Well, one of our chat rooms says that Chris Matthews had a tiny leprechaun run up his leg one day. So it was, he's got another tingle there.
Yeah.
I know Chico State is, over in Chico, they're making a big thing out of this. There's no glass. No glass allowed. It's a no glass area from like 5 p.m. today till 6 a.m. Monday in Chico.
You weren't up here when they had the riots. It was in Chico. It was something to behold. It was around spring break, and they've stopped having what they call Pioneer Days in Chico for that same reason. But yeah, St. Paddy's, there's that college culture down there. There'll be a few arrests, just a few.
Well, I'm glad to see. Now, remember that this weekend there's going to be a lot of St. Paddy's things around. Just remember our buddies over at Yellow Cab. As you're walking down the street thinking that you're just invulnerable and there's nothing wrong with you and you can drive, you might want to notice when you're leaving some of our great establishments around here that there are cops. Our police are out there to do one thing, is to keep drunk people off the road, and they are really good at it. So you might think about calling Jay, the yellow cab guy.
Yeah, that area around.
Or anybody. Yeah.
O'Leary's, Bombay's, the other clubs down there.
Oh, yeah, Market Street, Vintner's, all those down there. Capone's. All those. They're good, great places. They're not going to serve you if you're drunk, but if you've had a couple and you don't feel like maybe you're the best to be on the road, you need to call one of the cab companies. And of course, we always say Yellow Cab there and get yourself home, because trust me, it's going to be a lot easier than having to pay the
$2,000 when you're all done. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm talking about if you get a lawyer and everything, it could go up to $10,000
by
the time you finish. Finish that little night of frivolity.
That's an expensive party. Yeah.
Whoa, that little night of frivolity on St. Paddy's Day. Now, is everybody Irish on St. Paddy's Day?
I think if those who choose to be are more than welcome to be.
I think everybody has a good time. Yeah, anyway, and by the way, that is the anniversary of my daughter and son-in-law. They got married on St. Patrick's Day.
Ah.
Yeah, 12 years ago.
Well, congratulations to them.
I say 12 years ago. I think it's 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll give them a call and sing happy, you know, anniversary to them in an Irish brogue. Anyway, okay. When we come back, what do we got here?
We got about a minute.
About a minute. Okay. I want to talk about the letter that Doug LaMalfa wrote to Janet Neapolitano concerning the amount of ammunition that's been bought by Department of Homeland Security. I also want to talk about, when we get back, about the Colt Firearm Company. It's been 175 years in one town, and something has happened to change what's going on. I want to talk about your plans in the future. You know, when we're talking about vacations, that maybe Carnival Cruise Lines isn't the place that you want to put your money. And I'll probably have people screaming about that. The hell, we had a great time we've always had on Carnival, but they seem to be running into some bad luck here. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit more about the economy and what else is happening in that way. So This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. It's Friday, and St. Paddy's Day is around the corner. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are under pressure today as traders mull a round of mixed reports on the U.S. economy. The Dow's pulling back from all-time highs while the S&P backs off from its near-record closing high. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 55 points. Meanwhile, Ford's pay package for chief executive Alan Mulally slipped 29% last year as the automaker fell short of key targets. Mulally's overall package was nearly $21 million in 2012 versus the almost $30 million he received the year before. And Red Bull is revealing it's been the victim of a blackmail attempt with threats to contaminate cans of its energy drink on supermarket shelves. The Vienna-based company says the threats started several weeks ago, but that the supermarket checks they've done so far haven't shown any signs that their products have been tampered with. In a statement, Red Bull says it's cooperating closely with police investigators. The Salzburg Public Prosecutor's Office in Austria says that up to now, there's only been a claim of contamination. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Experts say many of our bridges and roads are in poor condition, and nearly half of us have no access to mass transit. America's infrastructure sure needs help. And that's where Build America Mutual, BAM, comes in. We insure the municipal bonds that towns and cities need to rebuild. With our AA stable guarantee, we save municipalities and their taxpayers money and protect municipal bond investors against loss. Find out more at buildamerica.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, Eastside Road, 365-1479.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. This week, the Lemurians, a mystical brotherhood believed to be roaming through jeweled corridors deep inside Mount Shasta, the last survivors of an advanced civilization from a lost continent. We'll have an expert right here. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes Outside the Wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah. Welcome back. It's St. Petty's. St. Patrick's weekend. St. Patrick's Day weekend. KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebaugh, 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. The Espresso Joe's the greatest coffee in town. You buy the cup, or the pound there. And of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts. Been in business over 30 years and have always, always supported this community. Joe and Shelley have. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Just a announcement is the St. Patrick's Day downtown, a one-time event sponsored by the Active 2030 Club and co-sponsored by Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub in Eddie Axner Construction. It's from 12 noon until 4 p.m. on Sunday, March 17th in the Market Street Promenade. Entry fee is $10 per person, and each entrance will receive 5 beer tickets. So it sounds like there's going to be, there's going to be bagpipes and everything there. So that's right down on our Market Street Promenade. Hey, we have a caller. David, good morning.
Hi. I would like to let you know that the state controller issued his press release on Monday updating California finances. As of the start of the fiscal year, California had a cash deficit of $9.6 billion. That's on July 1st. Now it is $16.2 billion, and that's in spite of the Amazon taxes and the sales tax hike and high gas prices, which cause high sales tax or cause sales tax to increase. On April 15th, the state is going to get a huge windfall because the stock market did well in 2012. And they may be able to erase that $16.2 billion, basically because when the stock market does well, California does well. I would like to see them spend the money to send more to the counties to deal with prison realignment. But instead, I fear they're going to send it to the underfunded pensions of teachers and state workers.
Well, it would be nice if they did that, if they actually used the money for something like that. I have a feeling that instead of using it to do infrastructure or help us down here with our problems, that they will find places that they can, that's higher in their priority list, and it's not veterans or public safety.
I will put the link to the press release on the chat page.
Okay. And we appreciate that. You know, the thing is that we've been, you know, that we have other people, Chris Street and others, are saying we're going to go over the, we're already over the edge. And it's just a matter of time when we hit. But that, how that right there will force people back into a semblance of order of actually spending money on what we have to spend it on. I'm not sure that's going to happen. I'm not sure is that there's enough common sense down in Sacramento to do that anymore. I have, you know, believe it or not, I believe that there are some people that understand what they're doing down there. But I think the vast majority of them are pandering to special interest groups, and that they could care less about what happens. They're only going to be down there for 12 years or just trying to line their pockets.
I think our problem in California is the balance of power between the special interests and the taxpayers is so far in favor of the SEIU, the trial lawyers, the Sierra Club, the California Teachers Association, the California Nurses Association, that we're in real trouble because you need a balance, and we just don't have it.
Well, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and where he thinks that unions are really needed, that they perform a great deal of good. And I said, well, what about public unions? What about the ones that, you know, that are government unions? And he literally really had a tough time with that one. And he said, well, maybe not. And so maybe have we gotten to the point that do we still need public unions? Do the guards and the teachers, everybody, do they need a union that's so powerful that they can elect people and then that keeps them in power? Do we still need unions like that?
I'm sure you worked with sand crabs in your day, and they have a union, but the union doesn't have nearly the power that it does in California, because in California they bargain for wages. They set rates, whereas in the federal government, Civil Service Commission sets it.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I was talking about as far as the balance of power. There.
No, I think you're absolutely right.
Reduce the imbalance.
And once you reduce the imbalance, we can at least, you know, try to come back to something where it's something in the middle, where it's not, people aren't feel like they're fighting for their lives every day. And maybe both sides feel like that. Okay, Dave, thanks a lot. We gotta take a break here.
That's interesting. You know, the fact is that maybe on April 15th we will make up the deficit, but then again, maybe we won't.
Maybe they'll find something else to spend it on.
Well,
I hadn't heard the term, sand crab in ages. Not since I was in the Navy.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Honey, did you hear something? Honey?
She can't hear me.
Who are you?
I'm the voice of all the money you've been losing by wasting water. Leaking toilet flappers can waste gallons of water and cost you a chunk of change.
So if I just fix my leaky toilets, I can keep all that money?
Well,
Hey, honey, I'm gonna go fix the toilet. No sense in flushing away our money. Learn how to save money and save water at the free Water Smart Workshop, sponsored by the City of Reading Water Utility, on Wednesday, March 20th at City Hall. Learn how to change a toilet flapper, read your water meter, check for irrigation leaks, and more. Drop into the River Conference Room anytime between 11 and 4 and join us in celebrating Fix a Leak Week. A free residential Be Water Smart kit will be available for the first 250 households. This Water Smart Workshop is brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation of information with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology, the Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and music is the smoothest with the hop.
For calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. If you haven't figured it out yet, it's St. Paddy's Day weekend, and we're running a little Irish music for you. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. 7:43 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veteran discounts, and of course, they're locally owned, family operated, over 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. All these are good reasons to do business with Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, I've got some tickets to give away. Paradise Lost and Found. It's a great comedy by Pat Cook. This is the first time it's been done in the United States. March 16th through the April 6th. And you can, this is by the Riverfront Playhouse. And I have two tickets for our media night on Wednesday, March 20th. That's two tickets on March 20th for the first person that calls, 605-4567. 605-4567, and you get two tickets to media night, March 20th, 2013, for Paradise Lost and Found. I think it's media night. I think we're all going to be there for that night. Okay, let's talk about the ammo and this letter. Well, first of all, I'm going to talk about Colt Firearms Company. Colt Firearms Company has been in Hartford, Connecticut for 175 years. Yesterday, they shut their doors down and they shut their doors down and they took all 400 employees, traveled to the Capitol to urge lawmakers not to pass proposed gun legislation that could cost them their jobs. Colt's been there for, like I said, 175 years, and they have, the president took his first shift and his second and third shift, and, he rented 10 buses, and they went there to try to convince them. They say, you do this. You make these changes like this. You pass these laws. You're going to put us, probably cost us a lot of work because people will buy their weapons from someplace else. And I don't know what else you could say. There's other companies in Colorado, Magpul, which is moving their operations out of Colorado after the laws they just passed. And the funny thing about it is that we've taken the weapons companies who are the ones that are making money, who are actually providing dividends on their stock, and they are being divested of. They're being divested of by the universities because they don't want to be associated with weapons companies, with gun companies. And I find that's kind of strange. You didn't see them divesting themselves of, like, you know, GM because of drunk driving deaths. Anyway, so that was Colt Firearms. Now, Doug LaMalfa. Doug LaMalfa wrote a letter to Secretary Neapolitano, who's the Secretary of Homeland Security, and he had a few questions for the Honorable Secretary, and that he and I'm going to paraphrase all of this, but this is part of his letter he has. It became clear that the U.S. Department is purchasing, Department of Homeland Security is purchasing vast quantities of ammunition, considerably more than historical use would suggest. Over the past 10 months, more than 1.6 billion rounds have been acquired. And recently the department posted another solicitation for additional large purchases of ammunition. He goes on to say that, aside from being hard to justify, because this shows this much ammunition would be enough for 24 years of the Iraq War and comes out to 5 rounds for every person in the United States. Well, you know, if you're little and you're running as fast, you need more shots maybe. And aside from being hard to justify, the timing of these purchases is of great interest, because they want to restrict access to firearms and ammunition to the rest of us. In the meantime, the Department of Homeland Security is out buying not just the ammunition, but I think also 7,000. They call them personal defense weapons. If you bought them, they're called an assault weapon. You can't buy the weapons they're buying, by the way, anyway, because these can go from semi-automatic to automatic. Oh, you cannot, unless you have a special license, can only buy a semi-automatic, which means you have to pull the trigger every time, as opposed to pulling the trigger, holding it back, and then the weapon shoots as many times as long as you hold that, you know, the trigger back. I know that, you know, this is simple to a lot of people, but some people don't understand the difference between semi-automatic and automatic and an assault rifle and a sporting rifle. Anyway, he goes on to say is, additionally, the department has spent or is asking to suspend significant amounts of money on nearly 2 billion rounds of ammunition when across-the-board spending cuts are scheduled to go into effect. According to your recent public statements, these cuts can make our nation more vulnerable, yet the department is still spending money on millions of bullets in addition to the billion and a half they already have been sought. Which, that's a lot of bullets out there. You know, do they see something that we don't know? In a lot of these developments, the lack of transparency and questions that have been raised, I ask the following questions be answered. For what purpose is the Department of Homeland Security purchasing over 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition? How many rounds of ammunition does Homeland Security currently have in its possession? Is this current level of ammunition purchases by the department in line with previous levels of ammunition purchases?
In response to the inquiries on these purchases, why is the department redacted, blacked out, or classified certain section of its solicitations that have been previously available to the public? Are these purchases being conducted in a manner that strategically denies the American people access to the ammunition? And how much has Homeland Security spent purchasing ammunition in the last year when it was clear the department was likely to face a budget cut? Please include planned expenditures for current bid solicitation in this figure. And that was by Doug LaMalfa and, several other congressmen that have some answers here. You know, frankly, so would I. I mean, that's a lot of ammunition to be carrying around and to be ordering. And if you go out and try to buy ammunition right now, you, as a citizen, are going to be lucky if you can buy more than two boxes of 9mm, 45, 308, 5.56, anything like that. You'll be lucky. But it seems like the Department of Homeland Security is going to stockpile enough so in case there is a shortage, you know, I guess they're kind of like doomsday preppers. They're just going to keep storing up and storing up and storing up. We got to take a break. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
I'll take you home again.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebach. It is St. Paddy's Day weekend. You know what, Alan? Alan's running the board today. Alan, I really thought that that was going to be something from Roy Rogers. That's the way it started out. And I thought, how can you mix Roy Rogers up with that? But then you know what? That came out great. I'll carry you home again, Kathleen. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors.
Stop by and visit Steve and the rest of the crew for your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and the North State. They've got a car, truck, or SUV that's going to fit your need, whether it's new or previously owned. Plus, the service department will take such great care of that vehicle. Their whole mission in life is to get you back on the road quickly, safely, and inexpensively. That's Reading Crown Motors, located at 555 Cypress Avenue, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. They can do something for you. If you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, they can do it. Let's go to the phones. Russ, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm on my wonderful AT&T static free cell phone.
We can hear you really good there, Boo.
Okay. Yesterday I was listening to, it goes in accordance and guidelines, a little sidebar to the sequester with the Secret Service at the White House.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to Laura Ingraham or Dennis Miller, I can't remember, I'm getting old. But anyway, they had an interview with a retired Secret Service agent, and he worked a few years under Bush and a couple years under Obama, and now he's retired. He had a total of 12 years, and he made it perfectly clear that the Secret Service does not make any budgetary demands and only security demands. And he said that absolutely no Secret Service person or higher up would suggest to cancel or downsize the tours at the White House. He said it definitely came from Obama.
Oh, okay. You mean talking about the cancellation of the tours? Oh no,
right.
I never thought it came from the Secret Service. I always thought it was just his way of being like a petty way that Obama said, "Oh, we can't afford this because of sequestration. You can't come in and see the White House." I mean, that was stupid.
I mean, yeah, he said the tours are conducted by non-uniform Secret Service, and of course, you know, you got the armed guys out there.
Uh-huh.
He said, but there's no budgetary restraint on the Secret Service. It's just a scam. He was point blank on that one.
Well, you know what it is. And, you know, the thing is it backfired on him. They had they started the tours again. I mean, when he talks about the cost of these tours and he spends $1 million to go down and play golf with Tiger. I mean, you know, you've got to get your ducks lined up before you start doing things like that. But frankly, he's been reelected. He's in this position of power, but I think he's going to find out that this time he's going to have to, you know, deliver. That people said, okay, maybe he didn't have enough time, but I think this time Obama's going to have to deliver, and I'm not sure that he's packing it anyway.
Well, Huckabee had 10 footnotes on how this guy is violated our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And it's not the Constitution, it's the Bill of Rights, basically, with that issue here.
Yeah.
And they're almost impeachable offenses, and I don't know if there's any movement on that. But anyway, I'll take it off the air, and I got a mission out at IGO this morning, so take care and Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, and thank you for what you do. Okay. We're going to break here in a few minutes. We've got our guest. I think I can hear him outside out there. He brings in an entourage of excitement. Okay. I tell you what we're going to do is we got such a big response. You know what? In the last 2 minutes, you want two more tickets for that Riverfront Playhouse, the Paradise Lost and Found. I have two tickets left for the first caller at 605-4567.
Operators are standing by.
Operators are standing by. And let me see, who won the last one was?
That was listener Seth.
Seth got the last one. Well, I have two more tickets here at 605-4567. So give us a call, and you can have those tickets. Now, phones are ringing. Okay. You know, one last thing I wanted to talk about before we had to go into the break was, you know, when you get ready to go on your next cruise, you might want to think about something besides Carnival Cruise Lines. I think they've got two ships limping home right now, and then they had the other one that was stuck out there for days, and people were on the... It just has not been a good year for Carnival Cruise Lines when you think about it. So, I think there's different cruise lines out there. I just, can you imagine how their stockholders feel, or the president, or whoever their people are? Are they just the people that are lining up their, the travel agents lining people up for this? And all they see is these ships keep being pulled back into port and people coming off going, I'm never do it again. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to take a break for the news, and then Joel Strady McClure will join me when we come back. And we can have a discussion about his newest book and what he has seen in the world and what he thinks. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Top secret doesn't fly in a federal appeals court, which has just revived a lawsuit over CIA drone records. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
That federal appeals court here in Washington ruled the Central Intelligence Agency is going to have to be a little less secretive about the president's drone killing program. The ruling came in a suit that was brought by the American Civil Liberties Union, which has been trying to access drone program records. The CIA refused to even confirm the existence of the program in the court. But the unanimous ruling from the three-judge panel was that that won't do, since many government officials, up to the president himself, have acknowledged the program's existence. Lisa?
Mike, a shipyard worker who set fire to a U.S. submarine in dry dock has just learned his fate. 17 years in federal prison under a plea deal. Casey James Fury also ordered to pay $400 million in restitution over the fire that injured seven people. He said he said it because he wanted to go home. The deal goes the distance in Israel. A new coalition government made official just days before President Obama visits. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live at our Mideast Bureau.
The talks have been stuck for weeks as Prime Minister Netanyahu tried to form a coalition that would see him control more than half the seats in Parliament. The deal has been signed and will now be working with a left-wing party, a centrist one, and a pro-settler party. For the first time in a decade, the ultra-Orthodox Jewish parties will sit in opposition. Two of the parties in the new government campaigned to cut welfare subsidies to the ultra-Orthodox. Lisa?
Emily, the CDC calls this extremely rare. Rabies passed from an organ donor to the transplant recipient who has died. Now three other people who got transplants from the same donor are on anti-rabies medication, and health officials are seeking out anyone who had contact with any of them. Wall Street right now, the Dow down 42 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
President Obama heading right now to a government lab outside Chicago. He's set to propose a $2 billion fund for research on how to live without oil. The top spending hawks in Congress are among those gathered for a second day at a high-profile conservative conference. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Day two of CPAC kicking off with a warning from Donald Trump about the U.S. in serious trouble.
Likewise, the Republican Party is in serious trouble.
A much more upbeat message from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell predicting big victories in elections ahead.
I mean, we're living in the age of the iPad, and they haven't had a new idea since the days of the Studebaker.
Mitt Romney slated to take the stage in a couple of hours, his first major address since November's defeat, and a possible 2016 contender, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, headlines a dinner tonight. Lisa.
Jared, more setbacks for tourists in the nation's capital. The National Archives canceling reservations for late-day tours, blaming sequestration cuts for reduced operating hours, the archives usually offering extended hours between March 15th and Labor Day. A day after a Senate panel accused top executives at J.P. Morgan Chase of ignoring risks and hiding losses, the committee is hearing from one former top executive.
I accepted responsibility for the events that happened on my watch in one of the portfolios in my division.
But Ina Drew is also claiming her hands were tied. The top officials failed to control risk out of the London office, and that prevented her from controlling losses. Drew resigned over a more than $6 billion trading loss last year.
It's our duty to the American public to remind the financial industry that high-stakes gambling with federally insured deposits will not be tolerated.
Arizona Senator John McCain at this morning's hearing just a short time ago. J.P. Morgan has acknowledged mistakes, but denies concealing losses or risks. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. It's Carl and the Bot, 8:05 on March the 16th. I'm sorry, the 15th. Today's the 15th, isn't it? Okay, because we've got St. Paddy's Day weekend, so you're hearing a lot of Irish music here. Here with Bad Bob, and Bad Bob, what's the weather today?
Mostly sunny, high near 77, partly cloudy tonight, low 50 as we head into the weekend. Mostly sunny for Saturday, high of 75. Currently in Reading, it is 53 degrees. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. As if you make reservations out there for great food and great ambiance and just a wonderful time out there. Well, let's tell you what, here's the first thing we always do is let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, investors are taking a break after a 10-day winning streak. Currently, the Dow's down 40 points at 14,499, while the Nasdaq's down 10 at 3,248, and the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,559. Oil's up 33 cents at $93.28 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.21%. Gold's up $2.90 at $1,559, while silver is up a dime at $28.92 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. 3M's up 74 cents at $106.75. Cisco Systems is up a dime at $21.69, while GE is down 20 cents at $23.49. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You want to know what to do with your money or you need an idea from the experts, then give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive and visit them in person. Okay, let's go to Amy Adamson's Peak Performance for our health tip for the week.
That's right. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, what?
Close enough. It's going to be Sunday. I mean, it's close.
Oh, that's right. I wear green today.
You're wearing green today. You don't want to get pinched.
I know. Well, maybe I do.
I've always liked that about you, Amy. So what's...
Speaking of being pinched, I think we want to talk about Jay, six-pack abs, because a lot of people can pinch more than they want to on their stomach.
Yeah, I've got a six-pack. Yeah, it's just covered.
Not in the fridge, I meant on your stomach.
Oh, I do. It's just it's covered by fat. That's the problem.
Exactly.
Okay, how do you get that six-pack?
Okay, first of all, stop crunching yourself to death, because just doing a whole bunch of crunches isn't going to cut it. The first thing that's really got to come from is nutrition. So you need to make sure that you're drinking plenty of water, and you need to make sure that you are eating the right foods. Here's the thing. It needs to be lots of fiber. Fiber comes from your fruits and vegetables and your whole grains, brown rice, whole grain bread, and water. Water is really important, too. Our body is 70% water. If you're not drinking enough water, you're not going to be processing things right, and your body is going to to crave more foods, and so the three things that block that out are your protein, your fiber, and your water. So start changing your diets out. Get rid of all this garbage chips and cookies and white flour crackers and all that sort of stuff. The second thing is with your core, when you exercise, one of the best exercises you can do is getting on the floor and supporting yourself with your toes and your elbows, and it's called a plank. It's one of the best total core exercises you can do. But what I want to challenge everybody to do is to start practicing this and build up to holding it for a full minute. So start with 10 seconds, see how long you can do it, and then build it to the full minute. And then I want you to challenge all sides of your body. So that means I want you to try side planks on your right and on your left, where you support yourself with one elbow, and then your, you know, your feet at the bottom. And then I also want people to work on a bridge. So a bridge is when you're laying on your back, and you press your hips up by pressing the weight through your heel. So now we're hitting the entire area of the core. And we're making sure we get all the muscle groups, not just the front. Everyone tries to do a zillion crunches thinking that's going to give them the six-pack abs, and that's not the secret to the six-pack abs. So work on your planks. I want everyone to start working on these this weekend. Start with 10 seconds with a front plank, 10 seconds with a side and the other side, and then 10-second hold for the bridge. And keep building up until you can get to a minute.
I think Bob said he's going to start with the backward planks with his heels in his head, and he's going to see how many Guinness stouts he can put on his tummy and keep level for 30 seconds.
If it gets him to do the bridges, then, you know, whatever it takes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, you know what? Thank you very, very much, Amy, for this and our regular, you're such a happy person. I hope you're wearing green today.
I am going to now.
Okay. Hey, is corned beef and cabbage okay to eat?
You gotta make sure you have a low sodium corned beef.
Oh, okay. Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah. Okay. Amy, Adams from Speak Performance. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got Joel Stratty McClure, and we've already got some phone calls from people coming in from different areas. In fact, one from Switzerland. So we'll get right back after these messages. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination. Getaway.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair too. Maaco. America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Redding, 530-226-0992.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at NOVB.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Aye, lad. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Ireland. You know what? I've been to Ireland. I've landed in Ireland twice on my way to the Middle East to do business over there. it was the last place we could drink at on the way over and the first place we could drink at on the way back. And tell me that they didn't enjoy that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster gives you a guarantee that other shops don't. They're offer. He'll fix from small chips up to cracks 24 inches in length and guarantees his work. Give him a call at 241-8373. He's located at 3280 Market Street in Reading. Does great work, guarantees his work. I had a 12-inch crack in my windshield, and now you all been hearing me talk about this for 4 years. But he fixed it 4 years ago, and haven't had a problem with it since. Okay, Joel Stratty McClure.
Carl, great to be here again. I haven't seen you for years. Where's your lovely wife? And let me just point out one thing. St. Paddy's Day isn't until Sunday.
I know
today
that.
Is the Ides of March. Today is the day that in 44 BC, Julius Caesar was assassinated, long before the birth of Christ. Let's get our history right.
Well, you know, that's true, and that's why you were searched before you came in here today, just to make sure that render to Caesar what is Caesar's.
The Ides of March is right up there with Halloween for me, and it's considered a sacred holiday, but I'm going to move into St. Patrick's mode on Sunday, the appropriate
that's
time.
That's David. We want to start people getting, because we're going to make some announcements about there's going to be some parties out here. Now, wait a minute. Let's talk about who you are. You are a world traveler and an author. You've written The Idiot and the Odyssey, not only book one, but book two. And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm on a 20-year hike around the Mediterranean Sea. I've been doing it for 15 years. My first book came out in 2008. I was on your program when your lovely wife was still coming into the station in 2009 at the old Radio Shack. And here we are today. I've walked another 4,401 kilometers since I saw you from Rome into Troy. I performed 12 tasks assigned to me by the goddess Circe. I swam the Hellespont, climbed Mount Olympus, and my second book came out last month. It's called The Idiot and the Odyssey 2. Pretty original. The Idiot and the Odyssey 2, Myth, Madness, and Magic on the Mediterranean. It's not only a fantastic travel narrative, but it's a cutting-edge e-book that enables anybody who buys it on iTunes or Kindle or any of the other platforms to really get into the trip with me. The maps are interactive. There are lots of links and videos and audios, wonderful 200 photographs, sexy photographs taken by me. And I'm going to be returning to the Mediterranean next month, following the footsteps of Alexander the Great, and walk into Egypt. In fact, President Obama, one of the things he's going to bring up with the Israelis is to try to get Syria, Lebanon, Israel, and Gaza secure by the time I walk through Turkey and get to the Syrian border.
Was that the purpose of it, though, so you could walk through?
Well, no, I'm not a selfish guy. It's one of the many things he's going to bring up. But quite frankly, it's a fairly treacherous piece of earth, 70,000 Syrians killed in what is equivalent to genocide that we're doing nothing about, which irritates me. But let me just say one other thing about this book. I looked for publishers, designers throughout the world, Paris, London, New York. I talked to all the boilerplate e-book publishers. I wound up having this book designed, put together, promoted by a company in Redding, California, three 25-year-olds who are way further advanced than you and I are in the use of technology. And they've just created a cutting-edge book. There's a press release going out today that equivalents that puts the book right up there with Star Trek in terms of being with the iPhone, with the stock vaccine.
Take a breath. Who's the company?
The company is Slingshot Media, or Noble Creative. They've got two companies now. Mm-hmm. Aaron Patterson, Bryant Yaquez, and Jenny Patterson. They did a fantastic job.
I saw it when you were showing it to me on your iPad there.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
And it really looks, and they designed and did it all right here in Reading.
They did it all right here in Reading, and one of the great things about it was not only was the price, much less than in New York or London, but I had face-to-face contact with them. They went through and chose all the photos. We talked about some of the icons and different design ideas. And they've created something that for at least a few months will be one of the most advanced e-books ever published. And I was delighted to support the local economy, find these kids, I hate to refer to them as kids, but you and I, who are now in our mid-60s, We may as well refer to them as
kids. Hard to believe that, too.
Interesting. It is hard to believe that. I got a Medicare package in the mail yesterday. this country works so well when it comes to things like socialized medicine and Medicare and things that are going to keep you and I living till our 90s. Incidentally, you've lost a lot of weight. You do have a six-pack. That woman talking about health, she must have seen you through the radio waves. You look great.
You know, I'm going to take a break here. I'm getting overwhelmed by here. I've got to get up on the desk. Plus, we have a caller from Switzerland. On. As soon as we take this break and come back, Liz, you are on next, I promise.
In the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the cold Gale Park.
When spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at readinghomeexpo.com.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall, provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl Lindabot. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Our guest is Joel Stratty McClure, an author and world traveler, Idiot in the Odyssey. And we have Liz calling in from Switzerland. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Joel.
Hey, Liz, how are you? Good to have someone from Switzerland break the ice here in Reading. It's only 8 o'clock here. People get up late in Reading. It's good to see. You're in the middle of the afternoon there.
It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon here, and I'm in a garden center in the middle of Geneva, freezing, and I've been on the line for 15 minutes, but as the idiot knows, it was well worth the wait.
It's always worth something to follow the idiot. You know,
Let her talk here.
I'm going to let her talk, but I want to say one thing. I brought in a Follow the Idiot thong, which you can buy on my website. You can buy caps and t-shirts and everything. I brought in a Follow the Idiot thong to give to Carl's wife, and she didn't show up. So I'm going to save this and give
it
to you.
I'm sure Carl will bring it home.
I will. I always bring it home, Liz.
Listen, Carl, I'm going to have to wrap it up soon. I'm sorry, but I have a request for you.
Okay.
Would you please give my muse, the idiot, a big kiss from Liz in Switzerland?
I'm glad to see you calling.
Let me get my camera. Quick.
You know what? There's a chance, Liz, that might never happen. But, you know, who knows? Things are changing in California.
Okay, well, I had to ask.
No, Carl.
Okay, no,
Carl's
Liz, wait, no, wait. Let my show. Hey, Liz. You just talked like you wanted me to give him a big kiss. So obviously, you must give him a big kiss. What do you find so interesting about this man?
It's easier to answer what isn't interesting, because there's nothing that doesn't interest me about this man.
Wow. And where are you from, Liz?
I'm from Hingham, Massachusetts.
Okay. And you're over in Switzerland. You're working, I believe, for the
World Health Organization.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been here for 20 years.
Oh.
And I heard about your talk show today, and I just wanted to be a part of it.
Well, I am so glad that you called in and you waited. I wanted to get you on earlier, but you know, once he starts talking, it's
That's right. We just have to jump in.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, well, will you at least give him a hug from me?
I will give you a hug. I will give him a hug. It'll be a man hug, you know. We just kind of like
a man hug.
Yeah, we kind of like bump shoulders, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, don't worry. I'll take care of him for you there, Liz.
Okay, have fun.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, see you soon, Joel.
Thanks, Liz, and thanks for organizing that book signing in Geneva for me. It'll be great to see you again.
And you'll have another book signing in October if you can make it back here.
I'll be there. I'm doing a thing in Paris at the library first, talking about what a rich reading experience an e-book is over paper books, and I'll pull the same thing down to Geneva.
Okay, sounds exciting.
Thanks for your
Ever
call.
Ever onward.
Thanks for your call, and you know, Carl's a proponent of same-sex marriage, so I'm not sure what this kiss is going to lead to.
You know.
Just go with the man hug.
It's just, you know, it is the same, it'll be just a man, kind of a man's, you know, bump, a shoulder bump. That's kind of what it is. Okay, Liz, you know what? First of all, you must be a saint to put up with him. So.
It's a lot of fun. Have a beautiful California day.
Thank you, and thank you for calling, Liz. Okay, so let's just get right into some of this right now. You know, speaking of which, you and I are about the same age. And
you're 4 days younger than me.
Okay, now you just went, you said you just swam the Hellespont? What?
I swam the Hellespont, which is the strait of water between Europe and Asia. It was one of the 12 tasks that the goddess Circe gave me for my book that came out last month. So I had to swim the Hellespont and walk into Troy. It's about 4.5 kilometers.
And you,
a tremendous current.
And you also offered a trip to Troy as an item for one of the fundraisers here, if I remember right.
Well, actually, I did raise a lot of money with that swim for a disease called spondylitis. That was one thing I did. But I had a name the title of the book contest on my website, and the winner of that contest got a free trip to Europe. The winner who came up with the title, The Idiot in the Odyssey 2, Myth, Madness, and Magic on the Mediterranean, did get a free trip to Europe. It actually wound up being in London. But, yeah, there are all sorts of things going on my website. You can buy, did I mention you could buy thongs and shirts
and stuff?
Yeah,
I saw that. And hats that says The Idiot in the Odyssey all that. So you really believe that an e-book is much better than a regular book you can hold and put in front of your face and smell and all that stuff.
Well, you know, I talk to a lot of schools, and I use my first book, which came out in 2008, and kids just don't read today. What they do is go to their computers. So when you give them a book that has interactive maps and they can follow right along with me, they can go to other links, they can see exactly where I am. The travel narrative itself is pretty well written, but it gets them into the current way of reading. And people, even old school people like us, instead of reading on paper, get a much better, richer reading experience from getting all this additional information. iTunes is the great way to do it. I think, however, I want you to know that I do have this book out in paper. It's been
the one I've got. Well, the first one is the one in paper.
The second one's coming out in paper later this month. But you can buy for $9,999.99 a collector's edition printed on stone paper, which is made without trees, without water. I will personally deliver it to you. It'll be personally designed for you. And that's, you know, you can either buy the ebook for $9.99 or spend $10,000 and get me and the book. Talk about man bumps.
You know, it's I just wish everybody could be in here when, because once he walked into the room, it never stops like this. We've got what?
30, about a minute.
About a minute. Okay. Going back to the iBooks and like this, do you think part of the reason that we're getting, kids are getting so much into the ebooks and all this, that attention span, everything they've been doing since the time they've been born has been shortening attention spans? Everything's being little sound bites here and there?
I think it's exactly the opposite. I think when they get into ebooks, they are led on a serendipitous journey that's much more intriguing to them than reading a regular book. It's not just kids. My mother's 93 years old. She's had a Kindle for 5 years. You can get a PDF of my book and read it on your computer with all the links and other things that come with it. And she's having a much better time reading it this way.
Okay. But what I was talking about, though, is that when your mom's reading it, she'll read the book. She'll read passages of it. And with the e-books, which the way you're talking about is that kids will skip from spot to spot to spot. It means their attention span is kept, they're kept interested, but their attention span is shorter, which is what I was getting at. Is, you know, that's things that seems to be finding in the surveys and the testing they're doing. We have to take a break. Our guest is Joel Strady McClure. We're talking about Idiot in the Odyssey and how you can get a copy of this book, plus other things.
You know, I think what's happening is...
And the other guys, they got Hillary and Joe Biden.
He says don't tell him Democrats are the party of the future.
Their presidential ticket for 2016 is shaping up to look like a rerun of the Golden Girls.
He also says he'll work to repeal health care reform. A former top boss at J.P. Morgan Chase blames last year's $6.2 billion trading loss on executives who undermine her authority.
Some members of the London team failed to value positions properly and in good faith.
Ina Drew retired after that loss, today testifying to a Senate subcommittee. It's a 17-year prison sentence for a shipyard worker who set fire to a Navy submarine docked in Maine. Casey Fury says he did it because he wanted to go home. Fox News, we report, you decide.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino would like to thank everyone who attended a Mardi Gras Masquerade, A Year to Remember 2013. We would like to thank the Keyhole Mystery Theater and Front and Center Dance Studio for their wonderful entertainment. It always brings us joy to recognize the amazing organizations we partner with. This year, we were proud to recognize the Shasta Treatment Center with an extra award for all the work they do. It's because of organizations like you that our area is a true community. We would also like to thank all our sponsors for their support, especially KCNR.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to GNRM.org.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:35 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, and discounts for seniors. Take a step back in time. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, great place to get a haircut or just to go in there and enjoy the conversation. Weather there, Bad Bob?
A little bit warmer than normal, mostly sunny, high near 77, partly cloudy tonight. The low will be near 50. Sunny for your Saturday, a high near 75 in some areas. Today we could actually brush the 80-degree mark and currently 55 in Reading. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, a great place to go to lunches, brunches, dinners, music on the weekends, of course, great food, great ambiance. The service is just spectacular. Give them a call at 474-5546. I think Linda's going to be back up there on April 20th, be singing up there with Pat Karch and a couple others. So keep that date. Our guest today, Joel Strady McClure, who has finished his second book, Idiot and the Odyssey 2, and has spent, how many years, Joel, have you been around, I mean, walking like this? I mean, doing your Odyssey here, which I find very interesting.
It's a 20-year project. I'm now in year 15. In theory, I'll get to Alexandria, Egypt when I turn 70, and will then decide if I want to walk across North Africa. But 20 years, of course, is the amount of time that Odysseus was away for the Trojan War and his 10-year voyage back to Ithaca. So that's where the 20-year figure came from. And I gave it to myself as a birthday present when I turned 50. Which is why I'm still looking 50.
Well, you know, you do. You look great here. And do you walk at all? I know what it says when you're walking. I see all the photos, but, obviously you have to travel by some kind of, train or plane or something to get some places, or do you walk everywhere?
No, I have to fly to get back to Turkey. But once I'm there, I'm on the ground. And in fact, at the moment, I'm preparing, to go back, but I'm also going to be walking around Manhattan on April 13th. It's a 32-mile walk. It's in benefit of a charity. And then I will go back to Europe and walk again. I find walking the easiest way to stay in shape. Occasionally I get hurt and have to do other sorts of activities. I also compete in master's swimming. But you know how I'm staying in shape now? I'm going to a 5:15 a.m. spinning class at the YMCA on Mondays and Wednesdays that is taught by no man other than Silas Lyons, the editor of the local paper. And Silas is not only in good shape, but also good looking. So it's a class of 26 women and me. And you have to get there early to get a bike. I mean, it's the most popular thing in Reading at the moment that I can see.
And Silas is teaching this, huh?
Silas teaches it. He's in good shape.
Well, you heard it first here then, I guess, huh?
Well, it's been going on for a couple months, so I'm surprised you aren't there too. You know, we're
5:15 in the morning, I'm getting ready to come here.
Well, we'll have him do one at 4:15 for just you.
4:15, yeah. That'll be just me.
Yeah.
Hey, Joel, what do you find? Okay, you're getting ready to walk Manhattan. Do you feel more trepidation about that than, say, walking through Turkey?
No, I think Manhattan's a very easy walk because you simply go up along the edge of the island and around the island. It's an urban walk. You're walking on pavement, which is not very conducive to good feet. But it's much less surprising and serendipitous than a walk around the Mediterranean where the terrain can be very rugged. And I've fallen off cliffs. I've been robbed by gypsies. I think Manhattan, even up near Harlem today, is comparatively safe. And that should be an easy walk. I'm also in town to see Tom Hanks in a play and attend a couple other functions. But the walk will be fun. There are going to be quite a few people joining me. And you can come.
Okay, since usually you have a group of people that go with you and accompany you for it, and I think Liz says you're going to have a book signing or something when you get back to Geneva?
I did a book signing in Geneva last October, and although I've got a number of other things to do between now and then, I'll be back in Europe talking to the American Library in Paris and then going on to Geneva for another book presentation. This one is really not a signing because I'm really touting the electronic portion of this book as a much richer reading experience than paper. I'm writing about it now, talking about it wherever I go. So,
but now how does a person get a book? How do they get a chance to get your book?
All you've got to do is go to my website, followtheidiot.com, push buy the book, and you can buy it on iTunes, Kindle, a PDF for your computer. The print version will be ready by the end of the month. The print version costs $35, or the collector's edition for $10,000. I have to admit, not a lot of 10,000 books flying off the shelf, but as the economy picks up, we'll take care of that. So it's very easy to get a copy of the book. You can read a free chapter, a preview for nothing. Go to followtheidiot.com, and you'll find out more than you want to know.
Okay. We're going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to talk about your mom, because we love your mom.
She shows up at the spinning class.
Yeah, I tell you what. We love your mom. Okay, we'll be right back. Joel Strady McClure is our guest. Carl Lindabad, KCNR 1460.
Drinking buttermilk through the week. Whiskey on a Sunday.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coach Master Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
A long time ago, when the earth was green, there was more time than you've ever seen.
It's the gateway to St. Paddy's Day weekend. You hear a lot of Irish music today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by O'Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. That's Alliance Heating and Air. They do great work, great service, and they stand by it. They want their customers to have the value. 530-221-2642. That's 221-2642. Or go to their website, homecomfort.org. Been in the business since 1992. They do great work. They guarantee their work. They stand by their work. Our guest today is Joel Strady McClure, who has written a couple books about wandering around the Mediterranean, The Idiot and the Odyssey, and The Idiot and the Odyssey Part 2, and Myths and Madness and such. And when we talk about your mother, people go, well, God, they're talking about their mother. And at the same time, he's showing me photos from his electronic book here. Where was that at?
That was a meal that I ate in Kuchikuyu, Turkey.
Oh, okay.
For fresh sardines, 1 kilo of sardines that they cook right in front of you, less than $5.
Okay.
It's cheaper to walk around the Mediterranean than it is to stay in a dive hotel in Market Street in Reading and scrounge food at Cleary's.
I don't know if you would say scrounging food at Cleary's.
No, I didn't mean scrounging.
You meant outside.
I apologize to Cleary's. Yeah. It's a fine, it's one of the better meals
in town.
It's
better meals in town. In fact, yeah, it is. Now, you are self-professed very liberal, socialist in some ways.
I was so happy to get my Medicare package in the mail this week because that's a true example of socialism at work. Can you believe that everybody in this country, when they get to be 65, gets this tremendous present in the mail? I was more excited than seeing your six pack, and the amount of weight you've lost. I think there are a lot of advantages to socialism. I lived outside the United States for 35 years. I've lived under communism, socialism, right wingism. And quite frankly, I find a bit of compassion by politicians never hurts. What really worries me though is the fact that none of these guys, communist, socialist, or right wing in this country anyway, are competent. I wouldn't let the people who are running Washington take my dog for a walk. If they were a Cub Scout troop, they'd be disbanded. Who are these idiots, Carl? I mean, I did live in France and even South Africa under apartheid, which unfortunately was not a great example of governance. But I'm somewhat disgusted by the situation that we have.
You're talking
in this
from
country
the top
today.
Down here?
I'm talking from the top down all the way down.
Okay.
Because this is a country that's supposed to be governed by the people and for the people. The people tolerate this crap. I mean, I don't have a lot of good things to say about Catholic bishops, but they got together and in 24 hours had a new and surprising pope that probably is going to change the direction of the church. We've been going on for 40 years with this damn budget crisis. And what do we have today? Arguments about same-sex marriage, gun laws, and whether or not you can visit the White House. Give me a break. These guys should be thrown out. In the 1500s, it took 3 years to find a new pope. Finally, they threw him in one room, locked the door, and took in food and water, took in bread and water. That's all they gave him, bread and water. And they finally, obviously, in a day or two, chose the new pope. That's what we should do to these creeps in Washington, except forget the bread. Maybe forget the bread and water. Let them die.
Well, I don't know if I go that far, but I think there is a lot to be said about locking them into a room and saying, okay, we not only that, we're going to cut your pay. If every day you can't get this together, we're going to cut your pay and, you know, another 5% until they finally get it. And that percentage of pay cut lasts for a year. But this is the first time in 4 years we've actually had a budget, and I'm not even sure that's a budget because I don't think that's going anywhere.
Cut their pay, cut their health care, take their goddamn ties off. You can't govern a country wearing red and blue ties.
I hope that one worked. Did that work? Pushing the dump button. Put your finger on it, Bob.
These guys should put on Follow the Idiot t-shirts and get to work. And I'm talking about everybody from President Obama. I don't have a kind word to say about the opposition or the incumbent because it's gotten to the point that it is so disastrously incompetent that my dog, I mean, anybody could do better. So I don't know why they get paid in the first place or why they get health care benefits.
Which part of the
– And they should get rid of those damn ties.
Which part of – ties?
Yeah,
you mean the ties they wear when they go to work?
The ties they wear when they go to work and the ties they have to their local population.
Okay. What about this? Well, what's the worst thing you think President Obama's done here over the last 5 years?
Well, I think the economy is recovering. I think we're in recovery mode. So basically, I am a great supporter of President Obama. Why he comes up with this nonsense or his workers do to ban White House visits or allow knives on airplanes, give me a break. Since 9/11, we have been conditioned not to carry safety pins. We're used to being watching what we take on planes. Now they're going to let knives on again? This is his administration. That's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard of.
just one? I mean, there's others, right?
Oh, there are a million things that are good and bad. I think in the end,
the part where
the Republicans got swamped in the last election. They don't have candidates. They have no touch with the real issues. They ignore 47%, 52% of the country. They've got no leadership. They've got a real problem. I think the problem has to do with the fact that these guys can't sit down and talk, which they will if we withhold the water and the bread.
Well, I think the first time I'm seeing this week is actually Obama has reached out and the Republican side has reached back and they're actually having meetings. So that there may be, but I can't figure out is why it takes so long and for our country to get to the brink of coming to a stop and why we can't, discuss something, even if something you don't agree with. I mean, there's things you throw out. I just sit there and my eyes rock. But, and there's things I say the same thing with you, your mouth opens up. But the point is that we listen to each other, and we may not agree all the time, but at least we learn something, and at least we can come together and say, you know what, we both agree on this. That was stupid. Why can't we fix this? Why can't they do that?
I think we probably agree on 99% of stuff, especially since you've come out for same-sex marriage. But the thing that bothers me about
come
this
out,
country.
I have never come out for that.
Oh, okay. I misheard you. When you said you were going to give me that man bump, I got too excited.
Well, you know what? That was asked by your girlfriend.
Yeah, there you go. One of the problems with this country is we always go to extremes, and we have to go to extremes before anything gets done. In other countries, there's a social compact, a social contract, if you will, that is bigger than the current regime, whether it's left or right, and that takes precedent because it is the people. Here the people just kind of go one way or the other with their politicians and let these guys get away with this stuff. And it's our fault that this is happening.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Joel Strady McClure is our guest, an author, and he has strong ideas. He's traveled, he's lived most of his life outside the United States, and he sees things, how things work in other countries. Not saying they're better, but they do work differently. We'll be right back.
Shoot him. My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective, NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at NorCalFI.com, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, Eastside Road, 365-1479.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh,
that lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh,
ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh, no, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Back down.
Yeah, welcome back.
No, I won't.
Harold and DeBott, KCNR 1460, a following. Free Fire Radio is outside the wire. And today we have a spokesman from the Lemurian Society from Mount Shasta is going to talk about Lemurians, what they are, what they've, the society has been around for centuries. And we're going to talk about them at 9 o'clock on Outside the Wire. And of course, that's followed by Agenda 21 with Paul Preston. My guest is Joel Stratty McClure, and we are getting ready to go. Joel, good morning. And we're getting ready to go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Do you have some comments here?
I want to ask your guest if he supported the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, obviously I support the Constitution of the United States, and I was very interested in the exchange yesterday between Dianne Feinstein and a Republican about their interpretation of the Constitution. I can't believe these guys in Congress have to debate what the Second Amendment is.
Well, right, I agree with you, and so you do think it's important that our elected officials uphold their oath of office and to support and defend the Constitution?
Definitely, and I think I defend it myself. I hope you do.
Yes, and do you think that we have inalienable rights that come to us from our Creator?
I think we do have inalienable rights. However, I certainly don't think that all men are equal or that these rights have been equally distributed at birth, and that when there are inadequacies or inequalities, we who are more benefited than others should be out there to help our brothers.
Well, I think you're talking about two different things.
I can talk about five.
No, I mean about inalienable rights. We have, inalienable rights like the right to life, liberty, property, pursuit of happiness, whichever one. But those are given to us. Then we are not born with equal abilities, but we have equal inalienable rights. Every person has the right to life, liberty, and property.
Yeah, obviously.
But we're
that
not all born with the capability to provide as much for ourselves as much, whether it be physical, mental, family, so there's a lot of differences.
I would say that less than 10% of humanity are born with inalienable rights. I visit different countries all the time, and those rights do not exist.
Right.
We're very fortunate in the United States to have luxury problems that, based on our Constitution, enable us to debate frivolous things like White House visits instead of concentrating on the real issues. I think despite the fact that we have alienable rights, this country is wandering so far down the wrong path that those rights are not going to be around for long.
Oh, I agree with you. The problem is, how do you fix the problems, and why people would continue to elect people that don't uphold the Constitution, first of all, would be, but don't you think people are voting in their pocket? They're getting paid to vote for who they vote for. They're getting paid to vote so that, whether it's big business in bed with big government, or money that's going to people on welfare. When you cut student loans to your military and give illegal aliens student loans, things are really upside down.
Well, they're not only upside down, but what's wrong with this country, and I'm talking about 92% of all politicians, is they lack basic competence. Weren't these guys ever in Cub Scouts? Didn't they ever own a dog? Don't they know how to get
you're talking about common sense.
Common sense.
Don't you think they're not statements? They do not care about our country. They are there to serve themselves personally and enrich their own lives. They are not there to serve.
Look, I don't even like the kind of neckties they wear. I have trouble stomaching talking to these people, and I do talk to them, and I try to be polite, but I can't. We were talking about throwing them in a locked room with water and bread. I'm cutting out the water and bread. We need a fresh start.
We do, but the problem isn't the people that are in Washington. The problem is the people that are sending them to Washington and keep voting them in.
I completely agree.
You know what? I'm enjoying this. Roberta, I'm enjoying this, but we have to run. We've run out of time. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Roberta.
Bye. You know what? Joel, as usual, thanks for coming on.
Carl, it's always great to be here, and it's good to see us both getting the socialist program of Medicare in our mailboxes, run by the United States government, both the post office and Medicare.
Yeah, and both of them losing money like crazy and having to be made up for by borrowing money. So pretty soon we're going to be up to that 65% tax ratio.
Quit quibbling and start worrying about whether you can take a pocket knife on an airplane or visit the White House.
I've already said it. Well, to do both would be a lot of fun. Joel, thanks a lot. Tell your mom hello.
Thank you for having me on. I enjoyed it.
All right. We'll be followed. Outside the Wire. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my...
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. Secret keeping in Washington not going over well with a federal appeals court when it comes to the CIA's drone program. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live from the White House.
No, the secrecy of the CIA didn't sit too well with this Washington, D.C.-based appeals court. In a lawsuit brought by the American Civil Liberties Union, which wants access to drone program documents, the agency refused to even admit there was such a program or any documents related to it. The three-judge panel felt that was a bit much, since several government officials, including the president himself, have confirmed the program's existence. The administration has reserved the right to use drones for targeted killing of terrorism suspects abroad, Americans included. Pam?
Thanks, Mike. Additional pressure on the drone program from the United Nations. A UN team which traveled to Pakistan says the use of drones violates the country's sovereignty. The team also saying the strikes are not authorized by the Pakistani government, something U.S. officials dispute. Pakistan's government claims at least 400 civilians have died in drone strikes.